In 2018, the Ministry of Defence became one of the 250 organisations that have signed the Care Leavers Covenant. A promise to provide support for care leavers aged 16 to 25 and to help them live independently. Since then, Defence has been working hard to live up to that standard and to raise awareness of the assistance available to care leavers of all ages who are serving in the armed forces. We've been exploring the experiences of people serving who have a care background and what they've learnt along the way. Corporal Eden Carr has been key in helping to implement positive changes for care leavers in the military after she discovered that help could be hard to find.
So when I joined the army, I was a care leaver. So I had a social worker and I also had my mum. With my mum, she was really mentally unwell. So when people are mentally unwell, naturally their next of kin like takes responsibility over them and when it comes to like, hospitals and stuff. So when I was in phase one training, my mum was really ill and I needed to take the time out to speak to her and calm her down. My training team were really not supportive and they kind of had a go at me for it when I said I need to go and speak to my mum because she's really ill, and they basically turned around and said, well, you need to get some of your other family to talk to your mum and like help your mum out. And to which I said, I don't have any other family, and like this is my upbringing, like this is why it's like this. And like I just felt embarrassed and ashamed, and it was just awful. So when I was in my first unit, so it's like I'd been in the army for a year at this point, I always thought about it. I just thought no one that has experienced life in care has any kind of support system once they join the forces, because like once you've left care and you've gone to uni or you go into the forces, like that's you, that's then your home, like you don't have another home to go to. So I just thought that maybe it would be beneficial, and everyone's moving with the times, like every single organization out there, like even Amazon have support for care leavers, so why can't the MOD be the same? So I flagged it up with, it was a warrant officer at the time, he then got me in touch with Army Welfare Service. And then I went to a meeting with them, expressed my opinions, and they were quite shocked that they'd not thought about it before. And then I had to go to London where I sat in the safeguarding board and I just explained everything. And then that's when we got the go-ahead to start the care leavers task group. And it's been about three years now. We got the covenant signed. We're just still progressing now. And I think, so care leavers, they can get a bursary when they do their apprenticeship, when they join as well.
Were you surprised at the lack of support you received?
Yeah, no. Like, I think I thought that I had to be like really emotionless because I was joining the army. Obviously, before you join the army, you see the army as like really like big and hard and no one has feelings. So I guess I wasn't shocked. But then as I'd spent a bit more time in the army, I was quite shocked. And obviously, because the time, like it's 21st century, things are moving on and there's a lot of support for anything now.
And so you approach your superiors about it. Once they've taken stock, you talk about forming or driving this support group. What exactly is that group?
So we don't have like a support group with care leavers yet. We meet up, so it's the MOD safeguarding team, DCYP, everyone just comes together and just discusses like policies, what can be brought forward to help people that obviously have been in care and then join the forces. So that's when the bursary got introduced. So like even just doing little things like this is actually helping others, because people are hearing it and then they're finding out that there could be things that they're entitled to.
What would you like to see happen? If somebody said to you in 5 years' time, what would be a positive outcome of this? What would you say the most important thing would be?
I just think people should be more aware that, like, especially going through training, like with younger people, like 17, 18, 19 year olds, not everyone has had that life where they have their mum, they have their dad or whatever, like, or they even have a home. Like some people just genuinely don't have a home to go to come Christmas. And like, I would just want everyone to be aware and understanding of other people's circumstances, because you find like some people they just have no idea that there's a bigger world out there where some people have had struggles.
You talk about awareness. I mean, when do you know when you first became aware that you were in the care system, you were part of that system?
I think I knew day one. my earliest memory today, in one of my I had about 12 foster homes altogether. So I was sat at the top of the stairs, staring down at the front door and just wondering how long I was going to be there for. And like, that's my earliest memory. So I think like I knew from when I was so young that I wasn't meant, like, I didn't want to be that. And I was.
And when did you first think, you know, maybe a career in the military would be something to consider?
I was about 15 when I was going to join the Navy at first. But then I realized I just really didn't like deep blue water. And I went into school and everything was like, you need to do your GCSEs, you do your A-levels, you go to uni. They didn't give you really any options other than that, because obviously we were a grammar school, so that was like the best outcome for them, is that all their students go to university. So I said like, oh, I'd love to join the Army or Navy. My school just turned around like, but you could go to university. And obviously thinking back, I think that they get more credit if they have a kid in care that goes to university. So looking back, I'm like, yeah, I definitely got swayed into going. So I went to university for the first year and absolutely hated it. I just really didn't fit in. I couldn't motivate myself to learn. I wasn't ready. So after the first year, I quit and then I joined the Army at 19.
That experience of knowing that you did not belong, did you go to a recruitment office? How did you find out more about it?
I went to a recruitment office and just said, I hate uni. I can't do it. I don't want to be there. I've always wanted to join. And then I just found myself in the Army. And do you know what? Like, I didn't regret going to uni for that first year. Like, I lived in Brighton and I had a lot of fun times there. So I'm glad I tried it. Like, I say if I joined the Army straight away, I probably would think back, because all my friends went to university, I'd look at their lives and think, oh, what if I did that? But I'm kind of glad I tried it. I didn't like it. And now I'm doing what I wanted to do.
Do you think those early days differ for somebody who's been in the care system?
Maybe not, because we're so used to change all the time. Like, we just change, like, depending on like if they've moved around a lot, but because we're moving around all the time, I guess it wasn't really a shock. So I love moving and I love starting a new job, but it's when you first get to a new unit and you're on your own, because obviously it depends like what you join, but because I'm AGC, so I move around every 2 to 3 years. So when you first come to a new unit, you're attached arms, so you don't really know anyone. And you spend the first few weeks like trying to figure out like what the unit's like and who you're working with. And I find that first few weeks very lonely. That's probably the hardest thing, is moving and then like finding your feet and like feeling lonely. But then after like a few months, then you start settling in, then it comes a bit more like homely.
Now you know the drill a bit more. The first thing I do when I arrive at my new place is
figure out how I'm going to lay out my bedroom. Because after all, you're going to be sleeping in it for many nights.
So for somebody listening to this who has been in a similar situation to you, why do you think they should be made aware that the military is a really great career path, a great potential career path?
I don't know where to start. There's so many opportunities. So obviously different job roles, so you can get qualifications for whatever job role you do, which then you can take further. You're also not really paying as much outgoings as what someone that didn't join would be paying, because say you've got someone that's 18 years old, they've left home, they're then paying rent or they're saving up to pay for a mortgage, whereas if you join the forces, you don't have to pay that initial big amount of money for the housing, so you can save up to buy your own house. And then further along, there's like forces help to buy. So I think like finding, it's like stepping stones into building your life. I think it's quite good for like a first job for anyone, really.
So would you say so far the Army's lived up to your expectations?
Yes and no. I think with any job though, you're gonna have ups and downs. I'd say like, if I say I left the army today, I could turn around and say, yeah, I've had a positive time there. Like, the positives override the negatives, but it's the same with every single job. But I have no regrets. Like, I'm happy with how everything's planned out so far.
And what is next for you, or what do you hope is next for you?
So I've got another 2 years here in Edinburgh with the Rifles, and after, I'm hoping to get a posting overseas, but I will be 28 by that point, so I'm still not yet to have kids. So it all depends, because I do, like, home wise I really want to have kids, so I think that's my next thing, but we'll see what happens.
Thanks for listening. For more information about care leavers in the military and their first-hand experiences, listen to the other episodes in this series.